Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Browning. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Browning. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Magadan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Coleman. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Coleman. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Coleman steals third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Doran takes first base on 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brooks. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Doran moves to third. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Neill takes first base on 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sabo hits a pop-up beyond short. Elster can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Doran scores. Larkin moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Benzinger strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Browning strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Doran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doran hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Larkin steals second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Larkin. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Larkin steals third. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Larkin scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gooden hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brooks who is chasing the ball. Sabo reaches third base with a triple. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. McReynolds moves to second. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Elster reaches second base with a double. McReynolds scores. Brooks goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 3, Reds, 3. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Browning is 0-for-1 in the game. Browning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Doran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Doran moves to second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Doran scores. Larkin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Reds. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive to right field. Brooks throws towards first. Magadan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Magadan. O'Neill scores. Davis moves to third. It's 6-3, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sabo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a line drive towards short. Elster catches it and throws to third to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden strikes out. One out. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Magadan scores. It's 6-4, Reds. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. It's 6-5, Reds. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 5. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 0-2 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Reed reaches second base with a double. Benzinger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Reds. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher bunts in front of the plate. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reed moves to third. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Tom Browning. Rich Sover now pitching. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Doran is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Doran hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 2-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Power now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Elster is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Donnell's pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Chris Donnell's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Donnell's takes first base on ball 4. Mackie Sasser pinch hits for Rich Sover. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Mackie Sasser now catching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball towards center. Davis catches it and throws to first to double up Magadan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Innes fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Randy Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Myers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Doran is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Doran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Myers moves to second. It's 8-5, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myers scores. Doran moves to second. It's 9-5, Reds. Doug Simons now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Whitehurst now pitching. Tom Hare now playing second base. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Doran scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 10-5, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sabo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Don Carmen now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Reds. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Reds. Rob Dibble now pitching. Herm Winningham now playing center field. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Elster moves to second. One out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sasser is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sasser for the out. Elster moves to third. 2 outs. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Mets 8. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benzinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hare reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Reds. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Winningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 11, and the Mets 8. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Wally Whitehurst. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McReynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Winningham. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Magadan moves to third. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field. Winningham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Winningham. Magadan scores. McReynolds scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 11-10, Reds. Gary Templeton pinch runs for Hubie Brooks. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Elster hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 11, and New York Mets, 10. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.